you know what, I want to get to this because we were doing our, you know, review of what's going on in the world, looking at the papers, and we got onto a very interesting topic. Now, I'll get to you again with you for a second. Basically, we were saying that in a new research is showing that couples who sleep together in bed and who are physically touching each other
or facing each other.
Wait, someone points out on the text, couples also fight face to face. Yeah, not exactly. That's another thing couples do. But apparently, if you are in bed with your partner and you are lying near them and you are touching them, you are more likely to have a much happier and healthier relationship. And I'm like,
Well, I was completely opposite. I was like, oh, intimacy is great and isn't it lovely and everyone should spoon and cuddle and stuff. But it seems to me, Chris, that nobody agrees with me.
No, look, like for example, Joe says on the text, I'm with Chris on this. Who needs touching when sleeping? Just go to sleep when you're in bed. Works for me. Joe, thank you. Exactly. Alison as well is in Cork and she says, completely agree. I am in a fantastic relationship and I send him home every night after our romance. Alison, you sound like a dream girl. I've told him if we ever move in together, I'll need my own room. I think it's healthy to have your own space and both of you get a great night's sleep. Alison,
look,
Cork. Well, there you go.
I think it's really healthy to have your own space as well, but I'm finding this really unusual, to tell you the truth.
Well, Ciara, I tell you what, you might be in for an even further awakening. Leanne, come on, talk some sense into Ciara with me here.
Talk some sense? Where do I start?
Yeah, because this is ridiculous. Leanne, for example, are you in a relationship?
Not at the moment, just out of one.
Oh, okay. But when you're sleeping, how do you do that? I mean, are you on my side with this?
Yeah, I totally love my sleep and I get very little of it because I'm working and I'm a full-time mother as well, so it's a nightmare. So I do love my sleep.
This is it.
You can't be sharing with somebody else.
No, you can't be sharing
with
somebody
else. Yeah, I have no problem like having them there for like certain...
Good luck, yes, exactly. Good luck and good, but kick him out. You know what I mean? You do it first.
I don't mind him staying in the house, but I have two kids myself, and I don't even let them stay in the bed with me. I can't stand somebody moving in the bed during the night, like waking you, and you know, it infuriates me.
During the music there, I was saying to Chris, I was like, Chris, do you not like it when you're in a relationship where in the middle of the night you wake up and the person beside you kind of looks for you and then pulls you close and cuddles you? Leanne, you wouldn't be into that.
No, not at all, because no matter how romantic you can be with somebody, there's nothing worse than turning around and seeing somebody like with their mouth hanging open and they're just like...
and there's spit hanging out and there's like spit dried on the pillow.
Yeah, it's so wrong.
So basically, Leanne, if you're, if you have a male friend or whatever with you and you have a partner and you're like, look, we'll have great fun, we'll enjoy each other for a little while, then you have to get out and you can go sleep in another room.
You can do the whole like face-to-face thing over breakfast in the morning, like, hi, how's it going? Go brush your teeth.
Oh, God.
It's just so gross.
Leanne, I couldn't agree more with you. See, Ciara, you're outnumbered here.
I'm really confused.
Yeah.
I think I've been doing everything wrong
in
my life.
Ciara was telling me as well, no, this is a girl thing. Well, Leanne, let me tell you what. You've booked that theory. Leanne, thank you. Seriously.
No worries, I often look
like an idiot here. So, you know, good woman. Thanks.
It's not just like from a woman's point of view as well. Like, I mean, I like to have my own things in my own room. And you can't really... Guys have their own perspective on, you know, what way a room should look like and stuff. And, you know, if they want to throw their boxers left, right and centre, let them do that in their own space.
Okay, I agree with you on that.
We're starting to convert to them.
No, Leanne, me and you will get Ciara to our way of thinking, definitely.
Yeah,
but look,
definitely.
Here, I'll tell you what, thanks for coming on.
No worries at all.
There we go.
Somebody says, I'm a male listener from Limerick and I agree with Ciara. Well, I think me and that guy from Limerick should spoon.
Okay, you can get him on it. You can spoon. I tell you what, though, we should probably get someone else in on this because, you know, Ciara, I have been haranguing you.
Yes, you have been haranguing me.
I have been haranguing you, and I apologize. We'll get Cassie. What do you think of all of this?
Well, I am completely agree with Ciara.
Thank you.
All right, time I was talking some sense.
I've been married 5 years.
Yeah.
And my husband has to commute to Dublin every day for work, so he's gone about 14 hours of the day.
Okay.
And I'm home with my son, and I know the only time that we actually get to talk or be a couple is in bed in our own room at night.
Okay,
fair enough. I see. So as in, would you, I take it you mightn't go to bed for a few hours and you might just literally sit there and chat and, you know, decompress after the day and all that?
My thinking of it is that it's very intimate. You're in a bed with the person that you love, and what better time to get intimate and stay with somebody and be held?
I guess, you know what? Sorry, Cassie, go on.
Sure. Like, our favourite part of the day is, like, even, like, when we've had our dinner and the whole house is clean, we'll just come up to the bed and we'll just, like, watch a movie.
I get you.
Yeah,
you know, exactly.
Together.
Yeah, together, you know, and I'm thinking, if he had to live, if he was in his own room, we'd just be more like lodgers in the same house.
Thank you.
Exactly.
I get you.
All right.
I was listening to Chris and I was listening to that Lady Leanne that we had on, and I was like, there's so many ways now that couples are separated. And I was mentioning modern technology there. It's just so simple, just to lie beside each other, touching in bed. That's it.
I get you, and I can see Cassie's point is in, because you do other things, like you watch a DVD or you watch telly or you read books together, but you are physically connected.
Yeah.
You're present with each other. And I get that. I do. I see what you're saying. Do you feel you get a quality sleep, though, Cassie?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he wasn't in the bed beside me, I wouldn't be sleeping.
Oh, really? Yes, yeah.
We're one of those disgustingly huge couples. We can't even sleep without each other in the bed with each, you know. I mean, the only time we've been apart is like the night before our wedding and like maybe hospital visits. That's it.
Wow. Oh. Okay. Well, I guess
more parity.
Yeah, exactly. Good for you. Maybe I have it all wrong.
Yes,
I think,
you do.
I think
yes,
I have
you
it
do,
all
Chris.
Wrong. Well, look, Cassie, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
There we go. I tell you. Very interesting. Anyway, look, how about... Yeah, Kira.
Yeah, no, coming up, Chris, in about 10 minutes, we will be talking to Sam Blackensee. He is a transgender person, and he'll be on telling us about his journey in about 10 minutes' time here.
I think this guy's going to be really interesting to talk to.
Awesome.
I can't wait to talk to him. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a really quick break. On the way for you, Flo Rida and Sia Wild Ones here on